Use number 2125. RS Cordry Farm LLC.
This is an ordinance.
Excuse me, Ms. Cornwell, I'm sorry for interrupting. The young lady had a question. Would you mind coming up, ma'am? And so we can resolve this. It was. I'm sorry, Ms. Cornwell.
That's okay.
In my old age, I almost forgot you, young lady, and I apologize to you as well. Your name and address for the record, just so we have.
My name is Rosalind J. Allen Eccles, and when you were asking for comment for and against, we were walking around here, but we were walking, I guess, a tad too slow. And just as, well, when I got in the door, you hadn't started on the other individual's.
Application?
Application. But we didn't have an opportunity to. No. I hear what you're saying, Mr. Wheatley. But I was just wondering, is this going to come up again? Because there's no way we can speak on this at all because we were here.
Counselor, would you like to field this?
Yeah, no. So the record was closed, and we don't have a method, and we just never do it of reopening a record. It's a subdivision, so it doesn't go to county council. It's just that one public hearing. So there isn't, you know, an opportunity to speak once the record's closed.
So this is county council.
This is planning and
Planning and zoning. So it's going to come up again before county council.
No, it won't because it's a subdivision. Subdivisions stay at the commission level.
I know that's confusing because I know and because we've seen you before and on other applications. Every other application you've been here for involved a change of zone and a subdivision all rolled into one thing. That's the one that goes from here and then goes to county council. When it's just a regular AR subdivision, it begins and ends with here, and there's only one public hearing.
So this isn't a part of, this is a separate subdivision that's not, it doesn't have anything to do with with Coastal Club.
Correct. That's correct. Completely separate thing.
May I ask two other questions? Just two questions. When this land was initially looked at and it was in connection.
No, I hate to say it, but I don't want to, we've got a record and we can't have testimony or questions or anything once the record's closed because that jeopardizes the whole proceeding and the decision on it, and it makes it susceptible to an appeal. I can't allow any questions to go. I hate to say that, but we started at 6. That hearing started at 6:13. It didn't end till 6:34. You know, it was advertised, and I don't want the commission to get in the position of taking additional information once the record's closed.
Again, I never got a notice. Someone told me about it.
Notice is not required. It is a rule of procedure by the commission. If you live within 200 feet of the application, that the mailing goes out. Do you live within 200 feet of the application?
I have interest in a property within 200 feet of the property.
Are you listed as the tax?
I am listed on the deed as one of the owners, one of the people who has interest in the property. I never received any mailings.
It all depends on where the address is.
32270 Jimtown Road. Never received it. I haven't been receiving mailings. I said that before this body the last time I was here. No one ever sent me a thing. So,
ma'am, I'm sorry,
but the notice is being sent
to the tax bill is being sent. So who pays the tax?
Who pays the taxes? Do you?
That could be a number of people. Could be my mom, my siblings. I'm not paying, but
one of those folks. Well,
then that's why you didn't get it.
The notice, because that's where it would have been mailed.
But wouldn't it have been all of us, since all of our names are on it?
No, just the tax bill.
Whoever's on the tax bill, where the tax bill is mailed, is where the notice would be mailed.
No, I know.
I'm sorry.
Are you sure you're within 200 feet?
No, she's not, but she has a property that she has part interest in that is, but the tax bill is going to whoever
yes,
pays the bills.
I meant you're sure that the property you're referring to is within 200 feet?
The person who informed me is my sister, and she and I are both on the deed, so I
you knew about it. I mean, you were
yes, and we were coming around the corner, but we couldn't run. So we heard you, but we couldn't run.
When did you find out about it?
I found out about it maybe 2-3 days ago, but I was still, I was here.
I understand what you're saying, but...
The
fact of the matter is the record's closed.
Okay, so the record's closed, and I don't know how this property isn't connected with Coastal Club since it went into
the...
It went into the...
Ma'am, I have to ask you to excuse yourself.
Okay. Hey.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, back to our next conditional use. Again, it's conditional use number 2125. RS Cordry Farms, LLC.
Okay, this is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscape business sale and storage extension of conditional use 1,242 to be located on a parcel of land lying in Bing in Indian River 100, Hussis County, containing 10.0011 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the northeast side of Cordry Road, approximately 0.3 miles southeast of Mount Joy Road. The 911 address is not available. The tax map is a portion of District 234, Map 28, Parcel 59, and a portion of Parcel 234, Map 28, Parcel 60. For the record, we'd submit the exhibit booklet, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, a staff analysis, and a site plan. Thank you.
Mr. Fuqua, the first shall be last, you said, and you're last. Go ahead.
Again, for the record, for the record, my name is Jim Fuqua. I'm an attorney in Sussex County, and I represent the applicant, RS Cordry Farms, LLC. With me are Stephen Cordry and his son, Mike. And Stephen's brother, Rick, is also involved in the business. And Rick's son, Chris, is also involved in the business, and they couldn't be here tonight. There was a small exhibit packet that I prepared that I submitted. It's not very fancy. This is a request for a conditional use to use a 10-acre parcel of land for sales and storage related to a landscaping business and nursery. The business itself already exists, and this would be an extension of conditional use number 1242. The 10-acre parcel is approximately, I think you have a plot plan, but it's approximately...
Pick a color.
That's right.
Approximately there.
You're getting good. You're actually using the machine. Look at this. Yeah. Yeah. You might even graduate soon.
You're right. The 10-acre parcel is located on the northwest side of County Road 308, and the 10 acres is part of two farms. Those two farm parcels are owned by the applicant. And the farm to the west, which is tax map parcel 59, contains 79 acres. And the farm to the east, which is tax map number 60, contains 106 acres. So those two farms surround the 10-acre parcel on three sides. And then, of course, the remaining side actually fronts on County Road 308, which, by the way, is named Cordry Road.
Imagine that.
Directly across Cordry Road from the 10 acres is a 16.3-acre parcel, which is owned by Richard Cordry. And that 16-acre parcel is the location of the Cordry's businesses, which is RSC Landscaping and East Coast Garden Center. And the Exhibit A in the exhibit book I submitted is basically what you see on that site plan there. And you can see the view of the 16-acre parcel. What you're seeing there is a extensive growing areas, storage areas, many greenhouses, and a retail sales area. And I think you can see from that aerial that the 16-acre site is fully utilized, and the request tonight is basically to permit the extension of that use to the 10-acre parcel located directly across Cordry Road. And that'll be for the same use, but it's anticipated it would be mainly for storage of landscaping type materials. There's also a 1.25-acre residential lot, which is right here, with a home on it, and that again is and that fronts on Cordry Road, and that is Stephen Cordry's residence. Both the 16-acre parcel and the proposed 10-acre conditional use parcel are zoned AR1. And as you know, AR1 permits, as a permitted use, a wide variety of agricultural uses, including orchards, groves, and nurseries for growing plants, trees, and shrubs. And it also permits structures for the processing and sale of products raised on the premise, and a wide variety of accessory structures that are related to those uses. So the majority of the activity that actually occurs on the 16-acre parcel, and the same activities that are planned for the 10-acre parcel, are actually permitted uses per the zoning ordinance. The conditional use is actually addressing garden and landscaping items that are not produced on the site. And again, if I refer to Exhibit B and C, these were the minutes of the prior application. In May 1998, almost 20 years ago, the Cordrys appeared before the Planning and Zoning Commission on an application for a conditional use for retail sales of landscaping supplies not produced on the site. And that included items like mulch, flagstone, other stone, and that type of related material. That conditional use was approved by the County Council in June of 1998, and that business has operated on the site since that time. Over that period of time, it's grown significantly. As you know, the area population has grown, and the demand and need for the services provided has increased. The Cordry's businesses now employ well over 100 employees in their operations. Now, as a result of the demand and the full utilization of the 16-acre site, this proposed conditional use will permit the expansion of that existing business and uses onto the 10-acre parcel. So it's going to result in the same type of activity that has already been in operation in that area for 20 years. When the original conditional use was approved, they were simpler times, and there were no conditions attached to that conditional use other than getting site plan approval. So we would request tonight, if you recommend approval, that there'd be no new conditions attached, because it would just create conflict with the existing permitted uses. And again, there hasn't been any problems in 20 years. And also, as you know, any other regulatory requirements of other agencies already have to be complied with, whether you say they do or they don't. The Cordrys own the surrounding land. The Cordrys own the businesses. The Cordrys live in the area. And as I said, even the road is named Cordry Road. I will submit proposed findings for your consideration. This is an expansion of the existing CU. It's needed and desirable. It's for the general convenience and welfare. It provides employment. It's been successful and has a responsible track record, and we would request your recommendation of approval, and I'll submit my proposed findings. And that would conclude my presentation, other than any questions you may have.
We'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
Well, it's definitely a first-class operation, in my opinion. When you say the same conditions, like what about like sign? Do they want a sign?
There's a sign across the street. There's no new sign proposed. As I said, it's anticipated this would be more storage of
just want to get on the record.
Mulch and things like that. Yeah, no new sign.
Don't need it. And hours will be the same as across the street.
Yeah, it'd be part of that operation.
So just want to make sure that you get the hours that you...
Yeah, there is no conditions
there's
on
no
the hours.
Yeah, there's none. So
they're just wanting to expand the area.
Yeah, it's just expanding that existing
thing.
Use.
Gotcha.
I think I, as a wise old man I know says, I believe I understand the application. I have no further questions.
Mr. Hudson, do you have any questions?
No questions, thanks.
Mrs. Hoey Stevenson?
I don't have any questions.
Mr. Wheatley?
I believe I understand the application.
I understand the application as well. Okay. We'll see.
As much as I love left. To ask you questions and
yeah. Yeah. Just to harass you, if nothing else. Samantha?
No, thank you.
Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
Mr. Robertson?
Is there any interconnectivity?
So anyone
actually there is.
Yeah.
Across the street. So anyone here like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2125 RS Cordry Farms LLC? In favor. Anyone like to speak in opposition to this application? Seeing no one rise, anyone else on the commission have any questions? Staff, council? We're going to close the public hearing. you're welcome to stay with us this evening to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning. Our first item of other business.